Rose McGowan and other Harvey Weinstein accusers react, "We got you. We got you, Harvey Weinstein, we got you." Those were the first words Rose McGowan tweeted Friday morning after the disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein was arrested in New York City on charges that he raped one woman and forced another to perform oral sex. Ms. McGowan, an actress, was one of the first women to come forward publicly last fall about Mr. Weinstein's history of sexual misconduct, setting off a tidal wave of awareness and activism, and prompting the hashtag MeToo movement. "We got you, Harvey Weinstein, we got you, Rose McGowan," at Rose McGowan, May 25, 2018. Ms. McGowan also told ABC's Good Morning America on Friday that she felt shocked by the arrest. "I have to admit I didn't think I would see the day that he would have handcuffs on him," she said. "I have a visceral need for him to have handcuffs on." The news of his arrest was followed by an onslaught of reactions on Twitter, including from his accusers. "What took you so long, Harvey?" said the Italian actress Asia Argento. Ms. Argento suggested that the video of Mr. Weinstein's very public arrest would be the only movie he'd be remembered for. Annabella Shora and Mira Sorvino, both actresses and accusers, shared their anticipation ahead of the arrest. "Anyone know where I can get front row seats?" Ms. Shora wrote. Ms. Sorvino tweeted a link to an article about Mr. Weinstein and added the hashtag #justice. Inside and outside the Manhattan courtroom on Friday, the proceedings drew a crowd that wanted to witness this month's in-the-making moment. Megan Taylor, who is in her 40s and works in the nonprofit sector in Boston, stopped outside the courthouse to watch as members of the news media prepared for a statement by Mr. Weinstein's lawyer. "I think this is a historic day, for women, for justice, for equality," she said. "Probably 99% of women, at least my age, have been in a situation where they have felt uncomfortable due to a man in power," she said. "For those who have spoken out about their own experiences with misconduct, the day carried many meanings." Drew Dixon, who was one of three women who accused the music mogul Russell Simmons of rape in a December report in the New York Times, said the news that Mr. Weinstein would be arrested was unexpectedly unsettling. "I started shaking," she said in a phone interview on Friday morning. "I was stunned that it had escalated to something with real legal consequences for him. It just reminded me of the dark experience that I had to try to compartmentalize," she went on. Mr. Weinstein's appearance, in handcuffs, stripped of the swagger he once possessed, had another effect on her. "This was really a glimmer of hope that I don't even allow myself to acknowledge exists," she said. "I hope that it sends a message to men who are still walking around thinking that they can get away with it, that it can catch up." The Time's Up movement, which aims to hold abusers accountable in Hollywood and beyond, addressed the broader impact of Mr. Weinstein's case. "Today a man whose actions were so egregious that they spawned a global reckoning has been taken into custody," the group tweeted. "Harvey Weinstein shattered the lives of an untold number of women," it said. "We look forward to seeing justice prevail." The reporters who unmasked Mr. Weinstein, earning the Pulitzer Prize for their work, reacted as well. Jodi Kantor, whose Times investigation with Megan Touay broke the news of Mr. Weinstein's abuse, tweeted, "He used to be the king of Tribeca," referring to the neighborhood in Lower Manhattan. "Now he's turning himself in there." Ronan Farrow, who investigated Mr. Weinstein in a series for The New Yorker, shared his article about Lucia Evans, who claimed that Mr. Weinstein forced her to perform oral sex on him during a 2004 business meeting. Mr. Weinstein was arrested in connection with her claims and those of another unnamed woman. For the first time, the inside story of Harvey Weinstein's arrest, through the eyes of New York investigators and the brave woman at the heart of their case. Mr. Farrow tweeted, along with a quote from Ms. Evans, "They said that if I do nothing, Harvey would walk."